Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today will be a day of mourning as the Boston area marks a week after the bombings at the Boston Marathon. A funeral service is scheduled this morning in Medford for one of the victims, Crystal Campbell. And at Boston University tonight, there's a memorial service for graduate student Liu Lingzhi. At the same time, there are signs healing and recovery is underway across Greater Boston, as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
All day yesterday, strangers with flowers, boxes of pizza, fruit baskets, and handmade cards stopped by the Watertown Police Headquarters to say thanks. Jean Marie Caruso walked in with a dozen of Duncan's finest.
I said to the officer, the rumor is that you guys like donuts.
Caruso jokes, but she's here to let officers know she's deeply grateful for the risks they took on Friday to protect her safety.
It's been crazy around here. It's been really scary.
I feel like I was assaulted. In a way, we all were assaulted. You know, our senses, our thinking, our feeling safe.
Watertown police officers take turns greeting and thanking the guests.
You guys want some fruit?
No.
Donuts.
Detective Kathy Donahue tries to steer her three young boys away from the sweets. No luck. Donahue left her sons at 5:30 a.m. Friday to join the manhunt for Zohar Tsarnaev. She worked until 11 p.m. and was one of the first officers to see him move beneath the tarp covering a boat where he'd been hiding.
When I was at the scene, too, one of the thoughts, I'm like, this is like a war zone. I didn't sign up to be in the war. I'm not a military person.
Donahue paused in between evacuating homes and searching basements a few times to call her 9 and 7-year-old sons to tell them she loved them. And that's the message she holds on to as she tries to process the last few days.
Love your family, and that's what it just watch out for each other. Everyone has to be nice. I don't understand their mindset of just hurting people and hating Americans. I don't understand it.
Why is the question that looms for everyone, from the officers in and out of gun battles in dense residential neighborhoods to the friends, teachers, and school administrators who considered the younger Tsarnaev one of their own. Cambridge School Superintendent Jeff Young says Zohar was part of the community at Cambridge Ridge and Latin School.
He did well academically, he did well socially, he did well athletically, and it really just kind of takes our breath away. I don't think anybody had any clue at all that there was any, you know, potential for this.
Which makes it hard to figure out what to tell high school students who return to Ridge and Latin today after a week off from spring break, especially those who knew Tsarnaev. Teachers met yesterday to map a plan that will begin with everyone staying in their homeroom for an hour or so, then meeting by grade in assemblies. Young says the staff is ready, even though they won't be able to answer all the students' questions.
How is it that somebody who grows up in a community that is as diverse and understanding and tolerant and accepting and treasures its diversity in the way that Cambridge does, how could it be that somebody, you know, would turn to violence? It's a mystery to us.
These questions leave some of those who were injured and their family members with mixed feelings about the 19-year-old remaining suspect who lies in a hospital bed at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Jocelyn Wood Garish is fielding calls for her cousin, Erica Brannick, who lost the lower part of one leg in the explosions.
I'm very happy that it's over, you know, let's hope. My heart's heavy for a 19-year-old boy, you know. Someone took him down a very dark path, and I just think it's really sad.
In the meantime, Boston Mayor Tom Menino is out with a detailed plan to reopen Boylston Street and the 400 or so businesses in Copley Square that remain closed.
Nearly a week ago, our city took a deep breath, was forced to dive into a pool of uncertainty and fear. Friday, the huge sigh of relief was felt across our great city. It's time to move forward.
The city is waiting for the FBI to clear the crime scene, which could happen in a day or two. Then it will begin assessing buildings close to the bomb blast, making sure restaurants are thoroughly cleaned, testing utility lines, and cleaning up debris. The city is already arranging finance, insurance, legal, and emotional counseling for businesses and residents of the area. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.